Welcome back to Tanner Syndrome Talking Tea. Yay, we're back after a little break over Christmas. I hope everyone had an amazing Christmas and an incredible New Year. So, 2022, we're going bigger, we're going better, we're aiming higher. Oh, I can't wait. So, let's kick this New Year off with Natalie Andrews talking to us. Enjoy. Hi, everyone. This week on Tanner Syndrome Talking Tea, we have Natalie with us. Hi, Natalie.
Hiya. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm excited for this episode because it's a bit different perspective. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, good. Good. So I want to ask you a few things about Turners.
Absolutely.
If you're okay with that. So what's your relationship with Turners?
So I am a sister of one of the girls with Turners, so I'm a sibling. My older sister, Megan, she was recently on an episode. Yeah. She's my oldest sister. She was, I think, I have 6 or 9. I'm a terrorist. Clearly, I don't listen enough. Yeah. And I'm 4 years younger than her. So, yeah, I'm the younger sister of a girl with Turners.
Oh, amazing. So we'll talk more about the impact in a minute of that. What's been the biggest challenge of that for you from a sibling perspective?
There's been quite a few, to be honest. I think most of it's good. None of it, like, obviously with the girls, you have your social difficulties. As a sibling, that's been hard to watch, but I don't find most of the difficulties for me. I find it hard to see what Megan goes through. So the biggest one for me is fertility.
Yeah.
I really struggle. I don't know if that's the right word, but because if I'm lucky enough to have children, and my younger sister, there's another sister, Isabel, she's 2 years below me. We both obviously haven't been told that we're infertile, where Megan has, unfortunately. And knowing that we have that option and she doesn't, that was a really big struggle, because all I want, because I know Megan would be the best mother in the whole world.
Yeah.
And I'd do anything for her to have that opportunity.
Mm.
Naturally, but yeah, that's been a struggle. And relationships as well, me and Izzy are both in happily long-lasting relationships now, and seeing Megan feel deflated because of that, because she feels like she, because of her Turners and some of the side effects, she doesn't feel worthy enough.
Oh, bless.
And that's been a real struggle, because yeah, any guy in the whole world would be lucky to have Megan.
Yeah, really, and
the girls, that's been a struggle, seeing the girls. Your confidence can be quite down.
Mm.
But in reality, you girls are the purest and kindest group of humans I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, it must be true because Natalie said it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I've never thought of the infertility from a sister's side in particular.
Yeah.
I have a brother, so it wouldn't be quite the same.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think because we live in a day and age now where teenage pregnancy is high.
Mm.
It's very high. And I think the biggest thing for me and Izzy is, maybe it is because of the Turners, we are so, obviously I'm a bit older now, so if I had a baby, I would keep it, obviously, but we, as siblings to Megan, we feel very strongly of trying to prevent a child before we're ready, because we don't want to have the moral choice when Megan never had the choice of having a child.
I get that.
Yeah. So that's probably been my biggest struggle, because I just think it's so unfair because not just with Meg, but all of you, your instincts are so maternal. You're all so maternal. And it's so unfair that the most maternal girls ever, a lot of them now do have kids, which is incredible because adoption and all that, but naturally it's a real struggle. Where for me, it's not a struggle.
Yeah. What's the most positive experience?
Well, I'm sure it's what every single one of them have said, but the society. I mean, Turner Syndrome Support Society is the most incredible society in the world. Maybe we're that biased, but I think Arlene has created something so magical.
She really has.
And she doesn't take enough credit for it. Because when I was, where there's 4 years difference between me and Megan, Megan started going the year she was diagnosed. So she went to, I think it was mother and daughters then. And then when it started becoming family fun, I remember they did the family fun weekends. I was, must have been 7 or 8 when it was first happening. And I refused to go because my exact words were, I didn't want to have a weekend with 1,000 little Megans running everywhere. That's what I thought it was. I thought literally all the girls in one room, just absolute carnage. And in a way, it is. It is absolute carnage when we're there.
It's beautiful carnage.
Yes, absolutely. Then I remember my mum when I was 14, my first ever conference, and my mum was like, please, Natalie, just come. It will change your mind on it all. Mm-hmm. I was like, right, I'll come. I was dreading it, like, this is not going to be fun. Got in there, and mind blown was the only thing I could say.
Yeah.
It was 1,000 little Megans. I will give you, like, it really was. But it was pure joy.
Mm.
That's all I could say. And each one of the girls, you're all so alike, but also so different.
Mm.
And it was the variation I thought was crazy. And even though I don't have Turner's, I instantly felt accepted. Because at that time, there was a handful of siblings.
Yeah.
There wasn't many at all. To the point, because I'm very short myself, Megan is literally the same height as me. So I was getting, when were you diagnosed? I was like, never been diagnosed. It got to, so that was the Friday evening we arrived. And then by the Sunday morning, I didn't want to go home.
Mm.
I was the same. I was like, I want to stay here. I want to experience all this every single day.
That's the thing though, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you know what's Turner's and what not? Because you're short like Megan, so it might be jeans.
Yeah.
Or
that's it, because it's funny, because I've had a few health complications with my, I've got brittle asthma, and when it first happened, we were in hospital with having loads of tests, and I was getting quite bad stomach cramps, and they were saying, I don't know what it was, but they turned around to my mother and went, is there any genetic disorders? And she went, no, I don't think so. And she went, well, what about her growth? Because I was quite young. And they went, well, her sister's got Turner syndrome. And they went, well, have you had her tested? And we were like, can you imagine? 2 Turner syndrome. But that's what it is. No, but there's not enough knowledge that people, I haven't got Turner's. But because I was short and because my sister's got short, I think a lot of people, when they've read a bit about Turner's, think short Turner syndrome, where there's so much more to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought. I thought when I used to explain it when I was younger, what does Turner syndrome mean? If I said my sister's got Turner syndrome, oh, she's really short.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
But there's so much more to it, so much more. And that, I think mine and Megan's relationship really got closer because of the society.
Okay.
Because I understood her so much more.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think also positive. So I started going every year to the conference, mm-hmm. and it got to the third year, and I just was just sat because my mum, my family joined the committee, and because my little sister then got involved, she wanted to experience it because I was saying how amazing it is that she does need to come, and I sat there, and me and Izzy joined the teens for the weekend, and then they have these support groups, as you do, mm-hmm. and then I was just kind of sat there thinking, there are quite a few siblings now.
Yeah, there's much more.
There's nothing for the siblings.
No.
So I just decided to bring it up to Arlene. I was like, mm-hmm. look, because we have Carlene, who's a sibling. We have a lot of girls in the crash who run the crash.
Yeah.
Is it an idea to have something for the siblings? Because I know I'd love to be able to say what I'm struggling with.
Mm, yeah.
And yeah, the next year, me and Dan started the siblings group.
Oh, and wow.
Gaining more and more sibs every year. And that's been incredible in itself. So
I was just going to say, there's a lot more siblings. Even from when I first started, you can see it. There was hardly any.
Yeah, I think it's because there's something for them now.
Mm.
Where before it was kind of, you would go and it'd be incredible, but if you were, when it's the sessions, there was nothing really for us to do. Yeah. Where now we have these talks, and even if there's nothing for us to do when it's not the official support group, all our siblings will sit on the chairs in the front lounge and just chat. So we have our own group, really.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get people like added into our group chat saying like, this is a new sibling who's going to come to conference next year. So yeah, it's incredible knowing that we're more, because we can bring them more awareness to what their sisters are going through.
So you mentioned a bit of how the society helped you, as in bringing you and Megan closer. Yeah. How has it done that? Because of your understanding?
Yeah, I would say so, because I've always been, me and Megan have a very unique relationship, I'd say. I have always been, even though I'm the middle sister, I've always been so protective of Megan ever since I was little. I would, because of her social difficulties, unfortunately Megan was picked on quite a lot in school. So I was always, and I think it's part of my personality. I'm a very headstrong girl. Mm-hmm. So I was always Megan's protector, would always stand with her. But I didn't know, because I was young, why this was an issue, like why it was always her in a way.
Yeah.
Like what does Megan do to have this happen? And I think when I got to the society and when I saw that Megan and all you girls go through such similar things, and I think that was one thing that it broke my heart in a way, to see how many girls do struggles just socially and how many girls have been picked on. It's horrible. And I think I really, and then hearing why they struggle with it, like why you struggle socially, why you struggle with this and that, I think I saw things from Megan's view a lot. Also to the point that I remember she used to say, you're not the big sister. And I used to get quite annoyed because I was like, I'm only protecting you.
Yeah.
But then meeting the other girls and them saying, even though you are protecting us, but we still want to be the big sister.
Mm.
We have the big sister instincts, made me see it a lot more, I guess. And yeah, so it definitely brought me and Megan closer, because we understand each other a lot more now.
That's really nice, really nice.
Yeah, definitely.
So you said about how you created the sibling group.
Yeah.
What else has been your involvement in the society?
Me and, well, we've had, I used to help out with the teens a lot before the siblings. of course, my whole family are part of the committee, so we've done a lot of fundraising. Done quiz nights, and my mum's amazing at fundraising, so she we've done a lot of that. And my whole thing is I love spreading awareness. Anywhere I can, I will mention Turner syndrome.
We love it on this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're spreading awareness in it yourself. Like, it's incredible what you've done, because I remember being, I had a nose operation. Well, this just explains it. Oh, I had a nose operation that I've bad sinus issues, and it was a last minute operation that I'd been waiting for, and it was the week of conference. So mum was like, look, nah, you're not going to be able to go to conference.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm having it on the Thursday. I will come to conference on the Friday. And she was like, no, Natalie, this is a major operation. So I was like, right, just listen to me. So we're there waiting for the operation. Our doctor comes in, does the pre-op. And she's just saying, and I got a text from Megan. I was like, oh, Megan's just texted me. She said, who's Megan? My sister. I went, do you know about Turner syndrome? And they were like, no, what's Turner syndrome? This was a surgeon. So I made him there and then, well, missing an X. I was like, share that around.
Yeah.
You need to see what Turner syndrome is. I'm going there tomorrow. And they were like, you're going to Manchester tomorrow? I was like, yes, absolutely. This is incredible. And too right, I did. The next morning, I had a bandaged face, looked awful. I got up to conference because nothing was going to stop me from going to conference. It's the most incredible place.
Chapeau, well done.
I mean, it was, yeah, I do not regret it one bit. But yeah, awareness. I spread awareness as much as I can.
Yeah.
To the point, my boyfriend, I've made him very aware of Turner's. And we actually found a book, because I love reading, in a charity shop the other day that's called The Condition. And it's a novel with a girl on who has Turner's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm reading that currently. And it's about a girl with Turner's in the 70s. So that'd be quite an interesting read.
Oh, that's a good point. I'll try and find a few books and link it below in the show notes. And I definitely will with The Condition.
Yeah, yeah, no. So I quite like how it is.
Yeah. Oh, incredible. We love awareness on this podcast. It's our number one thing.
Yeah.
What's the most important message about Turner's for people who know and for people who don't know about it?
To know how incredible and special in the greatest way possible you girls are, and how important the society is to the girls. Because Megan truly would be nothing without the Turner Syndrome Support Society. Megan would let the condition rule her.
Yeah.
The society teaches you guys to rule the condition.
Yeah, a lady with TS, not a TS lady.
Absolutely. And that, I think it's like, as society, you see these, a girl who may be shorter, who may have these social issues, not just with Turner's, but as everyone says, be nice. You don't know what these people are going through. You don't know what these girls are going through. I think that's what I've struggled with as well. Seeing the prejudice and how mean people can be.
Yeah.
How judge you guys feel. Because if there's anyone that shouldn't be judged, it would be you guys. Because you guys don't have a mean bone in your body.
No.
That's it. Just to be kind, to know how incredible the girls are, and to do your research.
Yeah.
Look it up. It might not sound like anything, but it is everything.
Yeah.
I learn a lot from Turner syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And it's the kind of condition, I was talking about it the other day, where if you aren't affected by it, like your friend or your family, you don't know about it.
Yeah.
People should, because
absolutely
it can literally save a life. if they have a heart
absolutely.
Issue.
That absolutely. And it can be a core, it can be like, I can't remember the word, the reason for so many things, so many health complications. Like Megan, she said on the podcast, Turner syndrome was the last test they were going to do for her.
Yeah.
Because they were that sure she didn't have it. Where Megan has a lot of the common symptoms. There's not enough knowledge, even in professionals. Like the surgeon didn't even know about it. Where ENT is a huge thing with you girls. Mm. And it was an ENT surgeon.
Yeah.
Didn't know what Turner syndrome is.
It's like connected dots, isn't it? Once you know, once you got that diagnosis. Oh, this is why I did this. This is why.
And it's when you have it. I don't know if Megan said on the podcast, but she, when we started our caring job, me and Megan worked in the same care home, Megan first, and then I joined a bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Our boss, very short stature. She had the arms up here and she had a lot of heart problems. And we were just speaking to her and she was like, I go to the doctors all the time and nothing. And obviously you don't go up to people and say, I think you have Turner syndrome.
No.
But we said, that's really interesting. Have they done any tests for anything?
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, it's Turner syndrome. So just by her, and she was like, that makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
And she's 50 something.
And so she was tested for Turner syndrome and she's got it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. You've literally diagnosed someone.
Dr. Natalie. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's just there's not enough awareness. There really isn't enough awareness.
Yeah.
And she actually came to the conference, Lindsay, our boss, one of the years, because
she was
diagnosed.
I bet that was a bit weird.
Yeah, she loved it though. She just fit in like a glove, so I was like, go on then. Yeah.
Good for her.
Incredible. That's so much fun.
Is there anything you would like to add to this episode that we haven't covered?
I don't think so. Just that you're doing an incredible job by having so many different perspectives on here as well. So many people with their stories. It's really enjoyable to listen to. Mm-hmm. And you're getting the word around for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely trying to look for more sibling perspectives because it doesn't just affect the girls with Turner's. I know it affects them the most, but it affects the whole family.
Yeah, it really, really does. And it's been a lot. It's been a safe haven for us as well, the sibling group especially.
Yeah.
We can rant, we can cry, we can laugh.
Yeah.
And we know there's other sibs going through it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, Natalie, I've really loved that episode, so thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And I think, if I'm not wrong, I think you're the first sibling perspective.
Oh, how exciting. I hope
everyone's
proud.
Yeah, well, you should be. Thank you. Well, everyone listening, I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you, Natalie. I really, really enjoyed that. Thank you so much. So, next episode, next week, we have Jerome talking to us about his experience of Turner's. So, I'd really love it, guys, if you could tell someone about Turner's syndrome that doesn't already know, or tell them about the Support Society or about this podcast. That would mean a lot to me. That would mean a lot. So get excited for Jerome's episode next week, and I'll see you then.